So we went in and we're restoring it to make it a park.
Wow.
And Jim has planted a garden plot which shows what was grown in the gardens, and we're doing it in the 1940s.
Okay.
Which was the beginning of mechanization of farms after World War II.
Interesting.
That way we don't have to have animals on the farm we can't have in the city.
Yeah, right.
So we do have a park called Old Mill Park down the society, Historical Society. Old Mill Park is done in the 1870s.
Oh, okay.
It has the old houses brought in there into that park, and then now you bring the third graders in it. Teach them the history of the St. Vrain Valley.
Right.
Now we're going to bring the fourth graders in and teach them what farming was like in the 1940s and have the retired farmers tell them what it was all about.
Wow.
We won't open the buildings except for tours of adult groups or for these school kids in the fall of the year. But Jim has planted all of his field corn, alfalfa, barley, beans, sugar beets. And, okay. Boy, our sugar beets are up about like that now.
Okay.
So we'll be able to show people what was grown. This fellow's bringing in English beehives. Hover was an Englishman. Okay. And the whole building, his home is a Tudor-style mansion is what it is. And everything is done Tudor. Well, I found a fellow that's bringing in two English beehives, Tudor beehives, with bees that were bred in England. In a monastery. It's been a lot of fun to restore this place.
How long have you been working on it?
We've been working at the restoration a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open it a week from tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And they have owned the property, the St. Vrain Historical Society have owned the property for probably 6 or 7 years. And it hasn't been without its problems.
Yeah.
They had one of the best examples of hay mow barns. That's where they pick hay up with a big grappling fork, take it up and then dump it inside and fill the entire barn with hay.
Okay.
It's called a hay mow barn. I called CSU Restoration Department and they came down and took pictures of it. The hinges, the handles of the doors, the Dutch doors, the whole works. They really identified every part of the barn. 2 weeks later, two kids got in there and burned it down.
Oh.
Went to the State Historical Society, and they gave us a $100,000 grant to rebuild it.
You had all the pictures anyway.
And it's gone back up just beautifully.
Great.
With one exception. The city code said that we couldn't have it a haymow barn. They had to put a loft in it to support the building. The building had been supported since 1912 without any problems, but we had to put in 2x12s on 10-inch centers that would support two locomotives upstairs. But other than that, why it's been restored very well, we've gone in and the son of the last farmer that farmed there lives in Pueblo. He's a world-renowned artist,
mm-hmm.
Tom, and he came up and has written letters and documents and so forth, gave us all the old herd books, the bill of sale from the day that it was sold, all of this, and from that we've been able to restore it as close as we can, not completely, but as close as we can, to the way he described it, down to the stub of a yellow pencil in the milk room to record the weights of the milk from each cow each day. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. What is the name of that?
Hover Farmstead Park.
Well, I'll be gone in a couple of days, but maybe in the future I'll come by and check that out.
We'll be working over there all week getting ready for this opening.
Yeah.
They're over there redressing the gravel sidewalks and the roads and everything.
Okay. You mentioned the three main people. Have you had different types of help, too, doing this?
Oh, we've had tremendous help on it, both financially and work.